Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Catholeno. Union Minister for State of Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan has said that the government has strengthened last-mile delivery for disaster alerts and welfare schemes through its public broadcaster Akashvani and Doordarshan of Prasar Bharati. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Dr. Murugan said, to ensure last-mile outreach, Prasar Bharati uses its social media to disseminate information, and over 260 Akashvani stations are also available on the News on Air app on Android and iOS. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari yesterday said that the nation is poised to become a hydrogen energy exporter within the next decade. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, he highlighted that hydrogen can play a major role in shipping, aviation, industry and smart transport.
Hydrogen is the fuel for the future. But as a transport minister, I am confident that in due course of time, within 10 years, we will be the exporter of the energy. So we can use hydrogen in shipping, in airlines, in industry, even in the smart transport. And really, it is to be a great achievement for India.
Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio extended heartfelt gratitude to the partner countries, the partner state, and all sponsors for their invaluable support in making this year's festival a grand success. He also expressed his sincere appreciation to all guests and visitors for enriching the festival with their presence. The Chief Minister said the state looks forward to welcoming everyone again in the future. As part of the Hornbill Festival 2025, a roundtable meeting between the government of Nagaland and the government of Arunachal Pradesh was held yesterday at Kisama to strengthen interstate partnership and explore avenues for sustained collaboration between the two northeastern states. The discussion focused on enhancing cross-border cooperation, improving market access, and supporting enterprise development. Both sides emphasized the need to strengthen interstate value chains, facilitate B2B and B2G linkages, and create opportunities for artisans and entrepreneurs through collaboration, knowledge exchange, and institutional partnerships. Reaffirming their long-term commitment, both states underlined that deeper cooperation is key to unlocking sustainable economic opportunities and position the Northeast as a competitive and culturally distinct investment destination. During the meeting, the two state governments signed a partnership agreement covering multiple sectors including music, tourism cooperation, art and culture, industries and commerce, business exchanges, youth and sports, and agriculture and allied sectors. The agreement aims to create a structured framework for cooperation, knowledge sharing, and joint initiatives. As the state partner for this year's Hornbill Festival, Arunachal Pradesh also showcased its products at Kisama, presenting the state's rich cultural heritage and entrepreneurial spirit. The Ao Morang has been adjudged the Best Morang 2025 at the 26th edition of Hornbill Festival, while Puchuri Morang and Kuki Morang bagged the first and second runners-up respectively. The winners received a cash prize of 50,000, 30,000 and 20,000 rupees respectively, along with certificates. In addition, all cultural troops were also awarded cash prizes and certificates during the occasion. The prize and credentials were given out by the chairperson, Pension Fund Regulator and Development Authority, Siva Subramanian Raman. He was accompanied by Chief Secretary of Nagaland, Sentiyangar Imchan. And the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, NSLSA, under the aegis of the National Legal Services Authority, NALSA, will be conducting the fourth quarterly National Lok Adalat People's Courts sitting in all the district headquarters on December 13. This is the fourth quarterly and last National Lok Adalat to be held this year. A total of 11 Lok Adalat benches at district court premises will be set up by the District Legal Services Authority. Lok Adalat is one of the alternative dispute redressal mechanisms and a forum where cases pending in the court of law or at pre-litigation stage are settled or compromised speedily and amicably. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.